नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर इज अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस।
The doctor flown in from Dubai by the Pakistani security establishment to examine Kulbhushan Jadhav prior to his meeting with his wife and mother had no clue who his patient was, and the medical report was made public without his consent for political reasons. This was an absolutely private examination. The intention behind making it public is political and stands opposite to medical ethics. This is absolutely unfair, said a source close to the doctor. Meanwhile, the Ministry of External Affairs has said that Kulbhushan Jadhav's mother and wife were asked to remove Mangalsutra and Bindi before the meeting. New Delhi further maintained that the family was prevented from talking in their mother tongue. Kulbhushan's mother was also repeatedly interrupted. Indian Army personnel reportedly crossed the line of control on Monday night to enter Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and killed 3 Pakistani troops and injuring another. An alumni meet of Meerut's Lala Lajpat Rai Memorial Medical College grabbed headlines for all the wrong reasons. A video of the event, which shows Russian belly dancers performing on stage amid cheering doctors, has since gone viral on social media platforms. A picture of an ambulance stacked with liquor is doing the rounds on social media as well. Virushka hosted the glamorous amalgamation of Bollywood and cricket fraternity members in Mumbai. Post the wedding celebrations, the couple is expected to travel to South Africa, where the Indian captain will prep for the upcoming series and Anushka will spend New Year's Eve with him. Miffed over senior doctors remaining absent from a function he was attending at a government hospital in Maharashtra, Union Minister Hansraj Ahir has said that these people should join the Naxals if they don't believe in democracy and the government will then shoot them down. Students of the Louis Welfare Progressive Association for the Blind, who are still battling winter in a makeshift camp after their hostel was razed by the Delhi Development Authority, have now written to Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal seeking to prosecute the DDA and its officials. No one in Raj Saman knows for sure why Shambhulal Ragar, the mild-mannered, easy-go-lucky, yoga-practicing father of three, brutally murdered a Muslim migrant labourer on video. His friends claim Shambhulal was under threat from the Muslim labourer from whom he rescued a girl. They also point out that he was in a debt of Rs. 2 lakh, which is not a small amount for someone like him who comes from a poor Dalit family, all of whose 15 members lived in a very small house in a very humble locality. This is how Shambhulal became the new face of the Hindu far right in pole-bound Rajasthan. In what could be described as a big jolt to Indian badminton, specialist singles coach Malyo Handoyo of Indonesia is all set to part ways with his current employers, the Badminton Authority of India, after the end of the current Premier Badminton League season. While the suspense over superstar Rajnikant's possible foray into politics continues, he's made a big announcement. I am happy to meet you once again. I am not new to politics. I got delayed. God willing, I will enter politics on 31st December. You will all come to know about my plans, said Rajnikant in his address to fans. The radical trolls have resurfaced yet again, this time to criticize cricketer Mohammad Kaif for celebrating Christmas with his family. CNN News 18 exposes how the many reputed online websites sell rip-offs. Watch out for the story on proliferation of fake products at reputed online sites. Five-time MLA Jairam Thakur will be sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Himachal Pradesh today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be attending this event, besides Amit Shah. Actor Vidyut Jamwal tells you about the straight arm push-ups and how to do it right.
That's all for today's News18.com's Daybreak, and do stay with us for tomorrow's News18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.